Today, I want to share with you the understanding of a topic that has answered many questions for me. It is a topic that perplexes many people. The topic is, why does God allow sorrow, suffering, and pain to come into our lives? Why does He allow bad things to happen to good people? The answer is simple, yet very profound. The answer is, we are still in school. We are in training for our position, function, and role in eternity. The lessons are difficult, but very necessary. Our instructor, God Himself, lovingly watches over our progress in this school with great compassion and care. Not one tear of our eye is shed without His notice. Those who choose to remain in this school are rewarded with the crown of life. Those who choose to permanently drop out will perish. God doesn't desire any to perish, so please do yourself a favor and stay in school. If you stay in school, you simply can't fail, for God Himself will be at your side as you walk through the storms of life. The heartaches, disappointments, and sorrows we experience in life are for a purpose. They are for our learning. God is training His bride-to-be. He has chosen her to share His throne, to rule and to reign with Him. The bride-to-be is the church. That's you and me. He wants to prep and prepare us for the most glorious and wonderful position that any human being could ever have. That position is the bride of Christ. That's why the tests are so hard. We are in preparation to share our lives in eternity with Him. God, in His infinite wisdom, has chosen to use the difficulties that intertwine our lives as lessons to teach us deep dimensions of His love and compassion and care for our fellow man and for Him. It is God's love that will rule His ever-expanding and eternal kingdom to come. And it is His love that He desires to teach us through the tests of life. In this way, He equips us to reign with Him. The lessons often are not learned except in the school of hardship and sorrow. If we submit to God in the tests of life, He will walk with us. He will bring beauty from the heartache of our sorrow and pain. He will use our sorrow to perfect Himself in us, if we will but cast our care on Him and trust in Him. He will not fail us if we turn from Him in our pain or foolishly blame Him. Then we endure our sorrow and pain for nothing. If we instead turn to Him, He is faithful to forgive, to restore, and to place His beauty in our lives. The Bible tells us that in eternity God will wipe every tear from our eyes. There shall no longer be any death. There shall no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. Remember, this life is school. There will be tests. The life to come is a reward. Be faithful unto death, and He will give you the crown of life. If you would like to know more about this topic, I refer you to the book, Don't Waste Your Sorrows, by Paul E. Bilheimer. This book reveals a Bible-based answer to the age-old question, why does God allow good people to suffer?